a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is a bit odd. Bless them. Tim and Jess call me on Friday and they knew that I would be stressed, so they called me after they sent an email that said in the subject line, all in capitals too, which I find quite, you know, when you see an email with capitals, I'm like,
shouty.
My first instinct is, what have I done? Says, Loggy, do not listen to the audio until after Lingy comes into the studio on Monday.
Okay. Intriguing.
Very intriguing. So I have the audio here.
Just, do we need your finger over the dump button for this?
Yes, because Tim and Jess cannot be trusted.
No, that's right.
I just feel like it may just be swears upon swears upon swears.
They're the wild cards in this pack.
But they really are.
All right. Are you going to just play it? Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Loggy, it's Tim and Jess from The Drive Show, and we just want to wish you a special
happy birthday.
Yes, we cannot believe, for someone who is in their mid-40s, you genuinely look incredible. We love you, pal. And Jess, we actually get to reveal what a special present is.
Yeah, a special surprise we've organised with the one, the only, Mr. Cameron Ling.
Yep, his present to you, Loggy, is to sing in full, without music behind him. Happy birthday. He's going to give it his all. He's an absolute trooper.
The acapella king.
It was his idea. So, Lingy, champion, take it away. Happy birthday, Loggy.
Oh, my God. The look on your face says no, and that is hilarious.
But you know I'm going to have to do it now.
I can't look at you. I don't want to look at you when you sing.
I'm not. This is, by the way, this was not my idea. This is
obviously.
Ridiculous. I don't want to do it.
Obviously it wasn't.
Happy birthday.
Nah, that's enough. Oh. No, that's all.
I was going to give it a go too. Yeah,
just do the and many more.
And all the best.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's talk wet weather. Let's talk getting wet, because it was at the Gabba on Saturday night. Very wet when the Cats took on the Lions. Had a terrific win. But before we get to the game, I did notice something on, I was watching your coverage, Jono, around that game, sitting on the couch with that one, and there was some, call it a blooper reel sort of thing was shown, and it involved people getting wet. It involved a certain someone falling into their swimming pool. Was that genuinely you?
Yeah,
what
look,
happened?
I had a bit of an incident the other day where I was going up early, like early.
You were carrying a rubbish bin?
I'm carrying a bucket, like a bucket. That's what
was
I was
it?
Doing.
Okay.
I was going to pick up, you know, some of the leaves and just clean up around the area in the morning.
Yeah.
So I've walked through the gate and it gets really tight between our pool and a certain part. It's only like
it must
500
be really
wide.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's just, yeah,
I hate
so
talking
hard.
About this. I do. Honestly, I do. But this, it happened.
Yeah.
So I'm walking with the bucket and the bucket knocks the pole. And so the pole then and the bucket come back into my hips. So I'm off balance and I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? So in my mind, I think I can make it from where I am to the end of the pool, which is probably a couple of meters, probably a meter launch, and get I can get over this. I didn't make it halfway. I'm in.
So the footage is your camera, security camera. Showing it. It looks to us like you've basically just walked straight into the pool.
I had a moment and I thought, I've got to get wet.
Carrying your big bucket, fully clothed, was anything in your pockets?
My phone was in my pocket. So, yes, they're meant to be waterproof, or at least for a little bit, but mine's a little bit older, so it's gone. And
spend all the money on the pool and not on the new phone.
That's it. I get the hand-me-downs from the from the kids. Like now, I've got Ella's hand-me-down.
You have to put this on social media.
Well, I will. I'll get it up today. I think I'll get Loggy to help, because Loggy is the social media queen of just putting a little bit together.
Benny Hill music under it. It'll be amazing.
I can't wait for this. So, but then we've got a window in front of it, so I get out. I get the gear off because I'm drenched, and then Donna walks out of
here. Oh, my God. Okay. I haven't seen the footage all the way through, but please do not send me that footage. Although I could probably make you a lot of money on OnlyCam. It'll be Only John's.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are discussing how much of a fun, loving, incredible ball of joy you are.
All right.
It is your birthday today, Log, and we are all very, very excited. But
yes,
something you told me off air, which I think you wanted kept just between you and I and is now public knowledge, is that you don't like sparklers on birthday cakes.
I feel like it just makes it awkward because the sparklers, you know, with a candle, you just go and it's over, right?
Yeah.
With sparklers, you've got to sit there. You can't blow sparklers out and
no.
You just have to sit there while they slowly go down.
But if you start singing once they're lit, pretty much by the time they're down, it's done.
No, it's not
fun,
done.
It's joyous. The kids love joy
in
the world.
Yeah, that's great. Put it in their hands. Let them hold them, not near my face with the cake.
Wow, we wanted people to join in and basically join in on my side. So I'm a bit nervous when I'm going to throw to a couple here that they're maybe on your side. Roxy from Cario is with us. Rox, what are your thoughts on sparklers?
Sorry, Lingy, I'm with Loggy on this one.
Yes. Why?
In the end, running around the backyard, write your name with it, that's great, but not on the cake because you have to wait till it goes down and then when you take them out of the cake, you burn your fingers because they're hot.
Exactly.
Loggy, that's not on a cake.
Thank you. And it was your birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Roxy. Did you get some sparklers or did you ban them like I will be as well?
I didn't get a cake because it was also my daughter's birthday, so she got the cake and she had an exploding candle.
Oh! Okay,
see,
if anyone
fun.
Tries to pull that on me today, no, fun not here, no fun. Thank you, Roxy. We've got Kim from Balpost Hill. Sparklers on cakes. Do you like them or is it just, it's not fun, it's too awkward?
It's so awkward. Like,
yes.
The song doesn't go for the same amount of time that they burn for. So you're just awkwardly sitting there like, okay, cool, yep. And then if you try and take them out, you're going to burn your hands.
Yeah. See?
Or you don't have to take them out immediately, though, Kim. You can cut the cake first, take your time.
And it's Kim's birthday
on Friday.
You can
just, give people to hold while you're singing. Yeah.
Yes. See, a lot safer. Open flames indoors. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Way safer than being on a cake. What about Kylie from Port Arlington? Morning, Kylie. Are you with me on this one? Birthday cake sparklers. Just, they're not on.
I'm with you. I have a 6-year-old, so we give her a sparkler and she likes to write her name in it. You know, we make sure it's dark outside and we do it and she loves doing it that way, but we don't put them on a cake.
Why not, Kylie?
Well, we put candles on the cake.
Yes.
And she'll blow those out.
Exactly.
But no, she likes to play with them out in the backyard.
Sparklers are fun.
Yeah, well, wow. Lingy, listen to the people, okay?
Is there a common trend here?
There is a common trend. Most of us are Tauruses.
Loggy and all their friends are not fun.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.